Queen and Hello, Slima. There this morning they give you a brief explanation as to what happened yesterday in the Pademba Road Maximum Prison. I'm now, Mr. Minister, let me look at the security presence na the Pademba Road Maximum Prison. What are the strengths of security in that particular area there?
Well, for security reasons, you can't disclose the strength of a security personnel deployed for security purposes.
But how you would describe in terms of when you look at all what happened yesterday, past way, we've been going to forget intervention of the military and other security guard them. We some people even their alleges guards them become when a presidential guard them we've been there yesterday. How you would describe the strength of
the security of what happened yesterday was entirely in the hands of the security deployed at the maximum correctional facilities. Presidential Guard Force, if they come around, have a check and assess the situation. Because when you talk of Presidential Guard Force, this is not the force where they stand against in your army, SSF, when they go otherwise. So the security of the president is the security of the state. So for any reason where any state institution is threatening, they will come there or a first line of personnel then will come for assess the situation and able for determine how then go able for respond to the situation. So then presence there yesterday not to be for take over the security of the maximum correctional facilities.
But looking at what happened yesterday, so Mr. Minister, you think say the security presence or the security them now the Pademba Road Correctional Center now one we well capacitated, because if somebody well equipped, such attempts if not will be happen.
But you know, you were criminal, they think, you know, they think whether security or security. Well, that was why the situation was put under control yesterday. You know, it will escalate and it give you the leverage for like you continue your work yesterday and you continue your work right at this moment. And law and order, sanity don't prevail. The panic will be done there in the minds of people that don't lay to rest, and investigations they go on. That is to tell you.
But that's an assumption. Just assume, say, people in panic don't get over and normal life they go on.
Well, if you get government officials, in particular the Minister of Information, don't come and tell people, the public say the situation is under control, and you're seeing normalcy return. In terms of what happened yesterday at the maximum correctional facilities, it tells you that this is not just an assumption, but it's factual and it's real that normalcy don't return and the government don't institute investigation, and that is ongoing.
But when you talk about unable to put this the situation under control yesterday, that is security, but you consider the surrounding where the Pademba Road Correctional Center, they say plenty of people in tap, the kind of effect we could not cause, it's like we should affect the anxiety and all people play able lead stone and all that in there.
We are not asking for them. I have not heard anything of that sort.
But so you ask a such thing where happen, people will not become panic and worry?
Well, that's not the price we then go for pay for the around and facilities of that nature. But the fact of the matter is government very responsible for the safety of citizens and also the safety of the one and safe way in the correctional facilities.
You say normal Sidoriton. What do you mean normal Sidoriton?
There was a riot yesterday at Pademba Road Prisons, and that has been put under control. And the panicking situation will be caused by that riot don't be controlled. And so I mean say normal Sidoriton in the sense that everybody was concerned what was happening yesterday, and that has been controlled now. So I think everybody there about the normal business, and on SSL Sidon now they interview me with ease and with a very rest of mind.
At all, because even for Kaya this morning we get challenge for the vehicles and pass here, they still not agree. And so German and Dina do, if you come out now the New Englandville police station, you turn up quite by the special court, you see vehicle and back the way in a police they use them. So we know that is at all.
Well, I just want for like relax your mind and no say, in fact, that don't even guarantee you security the more.
But what within the vehicle and they do the and Sujaman and the normal circumstance will not be the incident.
Ever, you know what? 98.1 yourself, my very critical installations. This. So if you get a very sensitive security equipment, some of that nature around now, it also enhance your safety.
We don't use for see them. So the fact says some of you they see them, they cause some anxiety at the moment.
I want to tell you and the public now, say you don't need for be get any anxiety, you don't need for be worried. Sometimes some of the equipment and it takes time for even bypass traffic and come for respond to situations. And if we don't see, say for now, issues there around the maximum correctional facilities. And so we need for strategically locate some of the equipment and so that they can swiftly move to respond to any situations. Because in every security situation, when you put one under control, you also get yourself prepared and respond to any recurrence of waiting happen. So you don't want to be taken by surprise.
So when I hear Una choose this special court area, Una choose for locate them so German then they with arm and also put them vehicles there.
Well, because special court does get a very close proximity to 98. I mean, they are close proximity to maximum correctional facility. And also, it is very close to key installations like the SLBC 98.1.
So now we want to protect?
Well, certainly so. These are all critical installations. And when you get riotous conduct of that nature, you don't look at what is overtly happening now, but you also think of the latent agenda we are not able for come into manifestation and try for also nip that in the bud. And the one then we get aspirations or intentions of that nature, then self-cable for each situation and no say any attempt. We are not ready for anybody in this country for run away. No sign. Anything out of waiting happened yesterday, we will resist it and we'll put it under control and we'll deal with it.
So basically,
waiting with the try for say, we want people for no say the government is on top of security of the state. And if anybody thinks say, he can go out of hand, certainly he will be controlled
and he will be dealt with accordingly. You they suspect somebody they think say they go out of hands? Why they say so?
No, I'm not suspecting. I'm just talking. I'm making a statement generally for make people know say there is law and order in this country and this is a country of laws. But if few people think say they go take the laws into their own hands, definitely they will be put under control and they will be dealt with according to waiting law.
So, says. Mr. Minister, the issue about Sojamande places, most people can believe say any size Sojamande in terms of the heavy places. That means there is a serious security threat.
Well, I cannot say that, but the fact of the
because
matter
is... Because
we
got a security agency there, and this area already gets a police station over there.
Okay, so with all the police station over there and all the other things over there, yesterday, at this moment, at this hour, all the talk, and I feel say you've been really comfortable for interview people now, right? So essentially, you try for no say for now, there is really issues of threat around the maximum correctional facilities. And that being the case, yes, you get for also heighten the security presence there and also try for put any situation under control as quickly as possible because now government responsibility that for ensure the safety and security of all citizens as prescribed by the Constitution
so
of Sierra Leone.
So earlier state said you want already within the Palemba Old Correctional Center they pay the price of such thing. You know, think it's not time enough for the ready and make sure so not take them out of the city.
No, price in the sense also I need it.
That the Palemba Old Correctional Center because they're not the same.
Of course, that is
the
on the pipe. That's on the pipeline for relocate Palemba Road. It's a project. You cannot just have everything done and a go. That is one thing where some of we don't put project proposal in place and governments very much buy into that and then they look into around for see how best the maximum correctional facilities can be relocated from the city center.
Okay, continue for the between the studio in name Nalahai Lawrence Lima and in at the Deputy Minister of Internal Affairs. And then the degree update for the incident we happened yesterday at the Palemba Road Mail Correctional Center. The program, the Good Morning Salon, send your message or comment to the number 077-981-981 or you go to our Facebook page on www.gedidemocracy.sl. Inside the program now, we go for a break. Better don't come, better don't come.